X1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Michael Cohen's arrived at Manhattan Criminal Court. Former President Trump's longtime attorney is expected to testify today about the role he played in giving adult actress Stormy Daniels $130,000 before the 2016 election in exchange for her silence about an alleged affair with Trump. ABC's Aaron Katursky is at court.
The entire trial has been building to this. From Stormy Daniels, jurors heard about sex. From David Pecker, about the alleged scheme to cover it up. Now prosecutors hope Michael Cohen will pin the crime on Trump.
Also in New York, jury selection begins today in the federal corruption trial of Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey. The UN estimates more than 300 Palestinians fled the city of Rafah over the weekend as Israeli forces continue to push deeper into the city. And there's a controlled demolition set for later today of a 500-foot steel piece of the collapsed Key Bridge in Baltimore, postponed one day because of weather. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments today in a case that will determine the future of absentee ballot drop boxes in this battleground state. The case gives the court's new liberal majority the chance to reverse a ruling the court made less than 2 years ago that made ballot drop boxes illegal in most cases. Microsoft aims to create 2,000 permanent jobs at its $3 billion AI data center in Mount Pleasant. Microsoft President Brad Smith says he knows that sounds familiar.
Our philosophy, in part sort of reflecting some of the recent history here, is under promise, over deliver, work with the community. But I think we're going to go fast.
Smith speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront after President Biden's visit last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. UW Madison administrators promised to bring decision makers on the university's investments and pro-Palestinian protesters together to talk about divesting from Israeli interests profiting from the war in Gaza. It's part of the deal struck late Friday to put an end to a two-week-long encampment protest on Library Mall. UW leaders maintain they don't control the foundation's decisions. Protest organizers call the agreement an important first step. Madison tourism officials are giving people in Dane County a chance to have their say about local tourism. Destination Madison says the responses to their resident sentiment survey will help gauge public support. The 10-minute online survey is open to people who live in Dane County and are 18 years or older. People who fill out the survey have the choice to stay anonymous. The survey is in English and in Spanish and closes on the 30th. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers take on the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Pittsburgh Pirates and Brewers tonight at AmFam Field. Yesterday, the Brewers losing 4-3 to the Cardinals. That ends Milwaukee's 8-game winning streak over St. Louis. Christian Yelich with a pair of hits after missing much of the past month with a sore back. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, Yelich's performing. You know, I don't know how many games he's played so far, but whatever they are, he's rarely been overmatched and rarely been beaten, so to speak. Yeah, he's really been on it. Swinging the bat great. His timing's great. They're trying to pitch around him, and he's still hitting.
Hockey, the Milwaukee Admirals skate to a 5-3 win over Texas, eliminating them from the playoffs. Up next, the Admirals host the Grand Rapids Griffins Wednesday night in game one of a 5-game series. Sundance Wicks is leaving the men's basketball program at UW Green Bay after just one season. He met with officials over the weekend to become the next head coach at Wyoming, his alma mater, and where he began his coaching career. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon. We'll get to around 72 for a high. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy, 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high right around 67. By Wednesday, sunshine with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Wisconsin comedian Rob Breckenridge joins me in studio for some laughs, and we discuss World Cocktail Day with an expert Wisconsin bartender.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Have you ever asked someone for their autograph?
Yes.
May I ask who?
Linda Darnell. Now, you're not going to remember her, but she was one of my favorite actresses when I was a little girl. And she was so beautiful, and she was from Texas, and that's where I was born.
Hello. It is 6 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yes.
I'm Jody Hamilton, sitting in for Ms. Miller with Chris Lavoie.
Hello.
Ms. Miller is resting because she had a show in Madison over the weekend, which I heard was a major success. She has a show in Albuquerque this weekend, so I will also be sitting in next Monday for her. 323-410-0458 is the number. And that was my mommy you just heard.
That was.
She's trending on Twitter, so I figured everybody, she's fine. I saw her last night.
Yeah, a lot of people were panicked on Twitter.
Yeah, people do panic when it's a certain person, and they're like, why is this person trending? Because I don't know why she's trending. But yeah, I was with her last night on Mother's Day, and she told me about this thing that Stephen Colbert does with his guests after the show, and they just put it on his YouTube page, where it's the Stephen Colbert questionnaire.
Okay.
And so it's about 8 minutes long. You can find it on the YouTubes. But I pulled a couple of things, and the Linda Darnell thing is very funny. She went on at 12.
I was 9 years old. Linda Darnell is walking by, and I'm going, oh, and my grandmother, who, Linda, grabbed her by the arm. And she said, give this little girl your autograph. And then, you know, she loves you. And so she looked at me, she said, hi, sweetheart, what's your name? I told her, and I'm looking up at this gorgeous face, and she's writing that, and I looked, and her nostrils didn't match.
Oh, my God.
And if you just Google Linda Darnell, she was stunningly beautiful, by
the way. Okay, but with unmatched nostrils.
Well, none of us do. If you look at your own nostrils, they don't match. My eyes are, one's lower than the other one. You know, your face, if you actually kind of try to do your face and make it look even, it doesn't look right.
Right.
It looks weird.
Okay.
If you try to flip, like, I love the left side of my face, and you make it the right, it doesn't look right.
Okay.
You look funky if you do that to yourself. So how was your weekend?
Oh, it was good. I went to this big music festival with Duran Duran and Blondie and Ministry and Simple Minds and The Motels and Adam Ant and Gary Newman.
It's very 80s of you.
It was very 80s, yes.
it was very 80s.
And it was a lot of fun.
Good. Yeah, another friend of mine also went to that. But yeah, Donald had a rally.
How was your weekend?
It was good. A friend of mine is visiting from out of town.
Okay.
So we hung out. Her husband loves Lonnie's cars.
Uh-huh.
So we took the bucket out, And Frank still can't stop smiling. He's so happy about it. And the bucket's this 1925 Chevy, huge monstrosity thing that I call a death trap.
Okay.
I do not get in that thing. And it was just hilarious because right. Frank could not stop smiling. We took him to the Brady Bunch house.
Okay.
They were very happy about that. And then yesterday they were in Malibu for the night. And so they're coming back today and we're going to go to Casa Vega.
Okay.
Early because I have to get up early.
Well, we should also mention that Steph isn't here today.
Right.
Because she was in Madison
she
over the weekend.
Yes.
And she traveled a lot. And so, after every sexy liberal show, that she's going to take the Monday off. She's not going to take entire weeks off like she's done in the past. She's
right.
Just going to take Mondays after sexy liberal
right.
shows.
Right. So I'll be in again next Monday because she's going to Albuquerque right. this weekend, and Chris will be with her.
I will be there.
He will. So y'all get those VIP tickets so you can meet Chris.
Yeah.
And the lady.
And you know what? We might as well play the new
we should.
Albuquerque promo from Rocky Mountain Mike.
We should. Absolutely. All right.
We are here to save the world.
And that's why I fight for you, Albuquerque.
Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World comedy tour headed to Albuquerque.
He fell in with the bad crowd back in Albuquerque.
Saturday, May 18th in Albuquerque at Revel Entertainment.
So here's what's going to happen.
Starring Stephanie Miller.
I know. I'm excited, too, because I was just elected Speaker of the House of Representatives.
John Fugelsang.
80's fine with me. I'll take the old guy who needs another nap over the old guy who needs another defense attorney. Do you know what I'm saying?
Comedy duo Frangela.
Seeing the House Republicans out petty every white girl slumber party that has ever happened.
And Hal Sparks.
Poor Jesse Lottie Ventura. To have his accent taken and watered down by Mike Pillow so egregiously.
That's a Save the World comedy team.
Actually, it's just basic chemistry, but yeah. Thank you.
Special VIP tickets get you meet and greet access to the stars after the show. May 18th at Revel Entertainment in Albuquerque.
It's a pleasure to see you here.
Tickets at SexyLiberal.com.
Yay! Yeah. Yes, go get those tickets, kids.
Yeah, all of the sound bites from there were either from Breaking Bad or from Better Call Saul.
Right.
Yeah.
Again, with my mother. She's trending.
Your mother was in there.
She was in that at the very top of that ad. So, yes, get your tickets. It's at the Revel Entertainment Center.
At SexyLiberal.com.
Mm-hmm.
Links to all tickets there. And hotel deals and stuff like that, too. And merch.
Merch.
At SexyLiberal.com.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And Chris will be there this time.
I will be there.
He's going to all the west of the Mississippi, correct?
That's right. Well, no. I guess so.
Yeah, west of the Mississippi. Isn't that kind of the...
Yeah, Minneapolis is on the east side of the Mississippi, and St. Paul's on the west side.
So, there you go. See what happens?
Yeah.
So, yeah, Donald had a rally over the weekend.
He did have a rally.
And he, somebody posted a picture, it was Roger Stone actually, posted a picture on Sunday saying that this huge crowd was there, but apparently it was a photograph of a rock concert that Rod Stewart played in 1997.
Okay.
trying to pawn it off. It's like, it's a 30-year-old picture, like I said, from 97, Rod Stewart in Brazil. Mind you.
Okay. Oh, this is the biggest concert
ever.
Yes.
It was like several million people were there.
Yeah, you know, Madonna a couple of weekends ago had a concert on Copacabana Beach, and there was like 1.5 million people there. And so people were saying that Madonna's show wasn't the biggest concert ever. It was this Rod Stewart
show. It was 3.5 to 4.2 million people were there. It was for an MTV thing.
Yeah.
And it was a New Year's Eve show.
Right.
And so Roger Stone used that photograph to say that that Donald's rally had that was his crowd.
And no,
not even close. They're calling it Rio de New Jersey.
Okay.
Right. I mean, and he glitched a lot.
Uh-huh.
He literally said Borden.
Trump glitched, not Stone.
Yeah, Trump glitched. I'm sorry, Donald. Glitched. George Conway calls out the media for ignoring his aphasia because he does.
Right.
It's getting worse and worse and worse. And it's hilarious, but it's not good.
Right.
I mean, I think the brain worm that RFK Jr. had is multiplying in Donald's brain.
Probably.
I mean, as Bob Sesko always says, he's got brain worms.
Yeah.
And it's I still cannot believe people support this human being. I don't get it.
They do.
I mean, it's getting less and less, and you can tell by his crowds. In fact, in Jersey, people were leaving during the rally.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody, you know, Roger Stone, et cetera, were saying, oh, no, the biggest crowds ever, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. You know, he's just, it's, I can't wait for him to have to go to Barron's graduation.
Yeah.
I just can't wait.
And Barron ducked out of being a delegate.
He has ducked out for previous engagements or something. It's like he's 18. What kind of previous commitments does this 18-year-old have other than going to school? Because he is going to college.
Right.
In fact, Donald.
Unless he's going to be in school, you know, during the time of the convention. I don't know when the Republican convention is.
It's got to be in the summer.
Yeah.
I mean. Isn't it like August or September or something?
The Democrats are in August.
Right.
Yeah. Republicans are usually in August or September.
Yeah. I mean, it's right before.
Yeah. And he might be in school at that time.
It's possible.
So, you know, I'm not going to, you know, make fun of him for ducking out of it. He may have an actual, you know, school thing.
He might. I mean, you're absolutely right. But Donald does take advice from him. He does. It's cute, isn't it? Yeah.
He's seen it. He doesn't have to hear. He's a smart one. He doesn't have to hear much. But he's a great guy. He's a little on the tall side, I will tell you. He's a tall one. But he's a good-looking guy, and he's really been a great student. And he does like politics. It's sort of funny. He'll tell me sometimes, Dad, this is what you have to do.
And he... I think that's right. And we went on to say.
So anyway, he's a good guy. He's a senior now in high school, and he'll be going to college. And you know, a lot of these choices of colleges are changing because you see what's going on in the last month. Biden has totally lost control of the country. And just to finish up, he is the worst president. When you take a look at what happens, he is the worst president in the history of our country.
No. I would argue that Donald and Nixon and a few of them are worse.
I'm getting a long time ago. I got real tired of his hyperbole. You know, everything is the worst. Everything is, you know, the greatest. Everything is. It's not. It's not.
And
that's just salesmanship. That's something a used car salesman says.
Exactly.
This is the best car that's ever been driven.
Ever. In the history of ever.
Exactly.
In the everness of ever.
Right.
Yeah. He's just, like I've said many times. He's boring.
Mm-hmm.
He's very repetitive and he projects like crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, as far as Barron running out on being a delegate, you know what? That's probably a smart move. Maybe his mother talked him into that.
That could be.
Because, like we said last week, if he's going to be doing that, then he's open to criticism from the rest of us. Because if you're a delegate, you're getting into politics.
Then he's part of the political process.
You're fair game.
Absolutely.
His brothers and sister are going to be involved. Don Jr., Eric, and Tiffany will all be delegates for the RNC.
Okay.
Also was Kimberly Guilfoyle. Mm-hmm. She's had too much work done. and Tiffany's husband. But Ivanka has not been listed as a delegate at this point.
No.
She's smarter than her siblings. I think she is. She also knows how to work her dad better than they do.
Exactly.
She really does. She's got him wrapped around her. And we all know it because of Stormy Daniels. Please be on the show. testimony. Speaking of testimony, Michael Cohen's supposed to testify today.
He is.
And
looking forward to that.
Yeah. And Danny Savalos, I think is how you pronounce his last name. Mm-hmm. He was on Morning Joe this morning. He expects that Cohen won't be on the stand for as long as we all think. Everybody's assuming 2 to 3 days, and the prosecution might rest on Friday.
Okay.
There's a possibility that they'll rest on Friday, but he's saying that he believes the prosecutors won't keep Cohen on the stand for long and will instead force defense attorneys to cross-examine him before they're ready. Basically, they're going to keep their questions as tight as possible, and then on cross you cannot ask a question that had nothing to do with direct evidence.
Okay.
You can't bring up something. You can impeach him based on the questions that he answers, but you cannot bring something up that has already not been placed into evidence. Thank you. On some level, the speed and efficiency of the prosecution has been part of their strategy. Savalos said, he said, I think Michael Cohen, the over-under is 3 days on the stand. Look for the prosecution to try to get in and get out as fast as they can. And really, this might be a case where the defense's cross is longer than the direct. And I think Michael Cohen is probably very well prepared for that. Do I have a thing or no?
You do not have a thing.
I do not have a thing. No. But it is 19 minutes after the hour, and we will be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller. Hello.
Just a minute. Dick, are you in?
I'm always in for Dick.
Well, fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge. Once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. Number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding Bonnie and Clyde Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. Shelf-stable, dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Ew. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds, and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text REP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text REP to 321-321. That's REP to 321-321.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
It is 24 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton, sitting in for Ms. Miller, who was just in Madison.
That's
doing
right.
A section
Madtown.
Yes. Yeah. Having some cheese. I assume.
Yes.
323-410-0458 is the number. Randy in California, hi.
Hi, good morning. Love you guys.
Thank you.
I was calling to in about, you just commented about Trump saying that Biden is the worst president, but they just had that poll that placed Trump at the bottom of that list.
Yeah. Right, right.
Yeah. And also, I don't know if you saw it, they on Saturday Night Live, they had a segment about coffee commercial, and it was like farting almost all throughout. And also, I don't think that Trump doing public service would do any good picking up trash. He'd only pick up the white trash.
Yeah.
Very true. Yep. Very true. Very true.
Well, thank you guys.
Thank you. Have a good day, too. Yeah, I mean, he's not. Biden's in the top five for most people of presidents right now.
Yeah.
He's certainly in the top 10, but I think he's in the top five for most people is like, who's the least bad president is kind of how they put it.
Right.
And he's way up there. He's, you know, he's really good at his job.
Yeah.
And I don't care how old he is, John Stewart, because he knows what he's doing. He does it well. Mm-hmm. He's got a lot going on right now, especially with the Middle East and Gaza. And the fact that people are giving him crap for now saying to Israel, like Ronald Reagan did, we're going to have conditions on weapons going to you because of what you're doing right now. Ronald Reagan did the same thing to Israel. Do not forget that. But the GOP is against Biden doing it because they're the GOP.
Right.
So it's he's between a rock and a hard place, no matter what he does right now, especially there, as it's if he cannot control the Middle East.
Right.
He can't. It's not his war. And for people to say, oh, we bombed Japan. Well, we were at war with Japan at the time.
Right.
We're not at war with Gaza. We're not at war with Hamas. Israel is, and Netanyahu is.
Yep.
Joe Biden's trying to manage something that he didn't start.
Right.
That's been going on for years.
Decades.
Decades. And
centuries.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And he can't control other people's actions, unfortunately, because if he could, this would not be happening. Right.
And he can't really force an ouster of a president of, you know,
another country.
Exactly.
That's against all sorts of international things.
Yeah.
And Netanyahu doesn't want a two-state solution, which is why there isn't one, which is why he paid Hamas for years.
Right.
Thinking that they would be better than the PLO, I guess.
Right. And we're not stopping defensive weapons.
No, we are not. We're helping them. Right.
Offensive weapons.
Exactly. We're still going to aid them with the Iron Dome.
Right.
We're still going to help them in that manner.
Yep.
Because they deserve to be defended.
Right.
I have no problems with that.
Yep.
Israelis are not for Netanyahu at the moment either. So there's that issue.
Yeah.
We are not at war. Joe Biden didn't start this.
Right.
Hamas started it.
Right.
Netanyahu went overboard. There are better ways to deal with this.
Yep.
He wants them gone. There's a new, it's over here somewhere. I'll find it later. there's a war game simulation that shows that Trump would leave NATO in ruins.
Well, sure. That's what he wants. That's what, that's what Putin wants. And so Putin is going to use Trump as his puppet to get rid of NATO or to fracture NATO so much that NATO becomes useless.
Exactly. There's a foreign policy experts ran a war game to simulate a potential second Trump presidency. This was reported by the Business Insider. The result was a collapse of NATO.
Okay.
Donald Trump can do is just really hollow out what NATO does. Grimble, Finley Grimble.
Finley Grimble?
That's so English. Finley Grimble,
yeah.
A British foreign policy expert.
All right.
He told Business Insider, I assume it's a dude, he doesn't need to leave NATO to ruin it. He can ruin it from within.
Uh-huh.
The game starts with Trump abandoning Ukraine, which we know he would do, and failing to negotiate a settlement with Russia to end the war. After this, basically, Russia would take over Ukraine with Russian puppets in order to take over Ukraine as a settlement that Donald would try to negotiate. The abandonment of NATO would also cause other key players in the alliance to rethink their commitment. Say, if I'm from Italy, I certainly guarantee am I going to still guarantee the security of Estonia, but I'm not really expecting to have such a prominent, crucial role. Basically, if the U.S. begs out of NATO without doing anything other than just not supporting it, it crumbles, and we can't have that in this world right now. We need NATO. NATO is a defensive thing. It's not an offensive thing.
Right.
It's there to defend us and other countries that are involved in it. And Donald Trump couldn't care less about it if he tried. It is 29 minutes after. We got Rude Pundit coming up
next.
Yeah, we do. Yay. We'll be right back.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Hazy skies over Wisconsin today are due to smoke from wildfires in Canada. An air quality alert is in effect for several counties. The Department of Natural Resources says the air may be unhealthy for some people. The smoke is expected to move across the state today and could trigger more air quality alerts throughout the day. Most rural voters favor economic policies that lower costs and raise incomes for the working class. Patrick Toomey helped conduct a new poll for Breakthrough Campaigns.
Just cutting taxes and getting rid of regulations is not going to do the most to help me in this economy.
The poll shows rural voters agree with many Democratic policy positions, but think Republicans are doing more for working people. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is news from WMDX Madison. A Madison Starbucks barista tells the Cap Times she feels optimistic after meeting with the company in April. Senua O'Connor was one of about 150 baristas from around the country in talks with the coffee giant. Starbucks says the talks in Atlanta laid the groundwork for about 400 store contracts that will cover around 10,000 workers. O'Connor says they reached agreements on some of their less contentious, non-economic conditions. Athletes with disabilities from all over Wisconsin competed in Verona over the weekend. Events were held in swimming, powerlifting, and track and field at the Verona High School campus. The annual Dairyland Games is hosted each year by Dairyland Sports. It's a Madison-based nonprofit which offers Wisconsin athletes with physical disabilities the chance to compete and qualify for the Hartford Nationals in Alabama in July. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. First, Sam Waterston took a powder, and now Cameron Manheim will also leave Law & Order. She did not stick around nearly as long as Waterston, who clocked 400 episodes of the procedural, but she did help revive the reboot in 2021 and enjoyed three seasons on the show. Jack McCoy's position in the Manhattan DA's office was filled by actor Tony Goldwyn midway through last season. The Hollywood Reporter says this is part of a trend as network shows try to trim budgets. Justin and Hailey Bieber are expecting a baby, baby, baby. Get it? Yahoo Entertainment reports that Justin Bieber has been very vocal about his desire to have children with Hailey in social media posts. Turns out that wasn't getting it done, so they took a break from social media, bit the bullet, and had sex. Hailey Bieber is reportedly 6 months along, and even though still in utero, baby Bieber already has more social media followers than me. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon. We'll get to around 72 for a high. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy, 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high right around 67. By Wednesday, sunshine with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
One, two, three.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll take a look back at what happened news-wise over the weekend, update you on the Trumpster trials, what's ahead for Joe Biden, and much more for this week on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Well, I mean, he was, you liked him, but, you know, that was part of the charm of the movie is that
Yeah, somebody else knows how to talk.
Okay.
Hey, Rude. Don't say things bad. You're on Steph's show. You're not on Twitter.
Let us out and let Fred in.
Remember, hey, Ruth,
to let a
joke about farts. Then you can start to make it better.
Good morning, Rude.
Good morning. You think about, there's also awful directions he could have gone with that. Like,
I know.
Buffalo Bill that teaches you how to not like trans people.
Right.
You know, like,
that's
terrible, terrible person, Buffalo Bill.
Buffalo Bill taught you the art of the tuck.
Yes. Wanted to be a woman.
Yeah.
Had to kill other women.
Right.
Terrible.
Right.
Terrible.
Terrible guy. Terrible guy.
Unlike that wonderful Hannibal Lecter.
Exactly. I mean, when I heard that the other day, I was like, really? I mean.
And then you hear him actually, you see the quote and you're like, no, come on. That's made up. That's totally made up. And the context of it doesn't really make it any better.
No, it doesn't.
No.
Because he's like going on about how, you know, they're releasing people from mental institutions and insane asylums. And then he says, you know the difference? An insane asylum is a mental institution on steroids. And then immediately goes to Silence of the Lambs.
Right.
Yeah, right.
I know. I still don't know why people follow that man.
Insane asylum somehow triggered Silence of the Lambs. And you want to go, and you even want to go there. He wasn't in an asylum. He was in a prison.
Yeah, right. he was in a prison because he was a murderer.
Because he murdered people.
And ate them.
Yeah.
He murdered them and ate them. He was Jeffrey Dahmer. I mean, goodness gracious.
But with a little more taste.
A little, slightly, you know,
well,
a nice Chianti.
Well, yeah. He also had excellent taste in music.
He did. That is true. We'll give him that.
He murdered people to beautiful classical music.
He did. That is correct. He ate their brains while they were awake.
I'm just going to say, I'm just going to go totally old school here and say Brian Cox is really my
Manhunter?
Yeah.
Manhunter, Hannibal Lecter.
I remember that.
Uh-huh.
I remember that.
Yep. Yeah. The original Hannibal Lecter.
He was. You are correct, sir. So you wrote a lovely piece about Stormy Daniels, and you are correct. She is the hero that we need.
She is.
She's amazing. Yeah. She really is.
Yeah. She took no crap, and it was amazing, you know? I read the entire transcript, both the direct and the direct examination, and then the cross examination, and all throughout she was just as smart as hell, and that comes through in her book too.
Yeah,
I mean, she is smart as hell, and just she's been through enough stuff in her life where it's like, what are you gonna throw at me? Come on,
right. Yeah, she's been through it. I mean, and for them to slut shame her.
Yeah.
Like, did you see pictures of Melania?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, work is work, and Melania did the work, and that's fine. But don't turn that around on Stormy Daniels for working because she needed the jobs, and she's good at her job. And so, and who cares how many people she had sex with one way or the other? It has nothing to do with her and Donald's 2 minutes or 90 seconds or whatever it was.
Right. And, you know, it's a fundamental misunderstanding of the porn industry.
Exactly.
It's not looking at porn at adult film work as work.
Mm-hmm.
As anybody who works on adult films will tell you, it's actually work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that she's somebody that, you know, like she says, she does these scripted, you know, full plot porn film with movies with porn, where she said, you know, if it took the sex out of them, they'd be late night on Cinemax.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, she's I mean, for people like Jeanine Pirro to slut shame her like she did, yeah. It's just it's gross.
It is, because it's a legitimate industry. It is not illegal. It's not like she's doing something. She's doing something that is allowed in this country for her to make money doing.
And she pays income taxes on it.
Thank you. Yeah. She does. Yeah.
And again, I would argue that she is a far, far better business person than Donald Trump ever was, because she came from nothing.
Right.
And has made millions of dollars. Donald Trump came from, you know, extraordinary wealth and has lost more money than he's made.
Exactly. Yeah. Had he just invested and not done anything else, just kept his
investment, he'd actually be a billionaire.
He would. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And you and I agree with this headline: Giuliani's radio show canceled after he refused to stop pushing the 2020 election lies. I'm so happy that he's out of a job.
Oh, God, yeah. I want him. I have said before, I won't be happy until he is standing on the side of Madison Avenue with a squeegee and an old newspaper begging for quarters to wipe your windshield.
Oh, that would be fun, wouldn't it?
Now, that would be justice.
That would be justice. It would be. It absolutely would be. And there was some more justice over the weekend. On Friday, I think this broke. Steve Bannon is going to go to jail finally, because his sentence has been upheld. His conviction has been upheld. Yeah. He could continue to appeal, but why? It's going to cost him money.
It's a delay.
But it's going to cost him more money, you know. But so far, I don't think he's going to get away with it. I think he's going to finally serve time, which he needs to be doing yesterday.
Yeah. I wonder how many cigarettes a shirt costs in prison. Because they only give you one, you know.
That's funny. That's very funny.
Buying shirts off the other cons.
You were talking about on Threads about Clarence Thomas was in so much debt 2 decades ago. He tried to get the Supreme Court justice salaries raised across the board, and you said they're bribes. That's what you're trying to say. They bribed him.
Well, the other thing he did was that's when billionaires started to give him gifts. And I was like, that's a bribe. That's a bribe. If you were in any other field, I have to fill out a financial disclosure form since I'm an employee of the city of New York. And I have to say any gifts I've gotten, and if it's over a certain amount, I either I can't accept it or it affects my salary or something like that. You know, I have to be that open about my finances. And apparently Supreme Court justices, who cares?
Right.
Well, yeah, I mean, they could go, oops, I forgot to do that. And then they do it. They disclose it. And like you said, most people in that position would be out of a gig by now.
No, he would have been fired from any other job by now just for accepting it, not only not disclosing it, but for accepting it.
Yes. And you also threaded about, I think this is actually going to happen, but the revelations about Trump offering big oil executives and the quid pro quo there. I believe the Senate Democrats are going to open a hearing on that.
Thank goodness.
It should be. That's ridiculous. He's openly saying, hi, give me this and, you know, I'll help you with that. Talk about a bribe.
Yeah. But the thing is like, it's not illegal. Soliciting that much money and promising that is not illegal. And I don't even understand how it's not.
Right.
I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, I know that I don't know if it was Citizens United or what decision made that possible. But, you know, saying give my campaign $1 billion and I will make sure I get these laws passed, which is just it is jaw dropping to think that to be that blatant about your corruption.
Absolutely. I agree completely. It's insane. And then you and I can't pronounce this person. This person on Threads said, just trying to imagine if people a few hundred years ago had been here to witness, in the span of a few weeks, an eclipse, an earthquake, a supernova as bright as the North Star, and an unexpected appearance of the Northern Lights. And you said they would have made up an invisible sky wizard who rewards them and punishes them depending on his mood. And then a bunch of a-holes would go to war to force people to believe in their invisible sky wizard and only their invisible sky wizard. And some other a-holes would get rich by convincing poor people to give them money because the invisible sky wizard will reward them in his cloud kingdom after they die. And if they don't give money, the invisible sky wizard will block out the sun again. Wow.
All right.
Well, that's pretty much how religion started, isn't it? Like oh, we don't understand what's going on, so we have to come up with a reason, and we don't have science, you know, in any serious way yet. So sure, let's call it gods or God.
Exactly.
And go from there.
Exactly.
God is angry at us. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I guess, yeah, this can't be a natural phenomenon. No, no.
No, no, no. God, no. Lord, no. And Lindsey Graham argued that Israel would be justified in obliterating Gaza because America did it to Japan 80 years ago. Huh?
What?
Huh? I mean,
we didn't obliterate Japan. We
bombed.
And again, there's a lot of controversy about whether or not it was even necessary.
True.
It was a horrendous act by the United States. We can argue all day about whether or not it was justified.
But what's going on in Gaza is not.
Right, but to suggest that that is a solution to ending the conflict between Gaza and Israel is just to suggest genocide.
Yeah.
And yeah.
That's
and,
exactly what he's know. Suggesting. He's he's an awful human being.
Yeah.
Good luck containing the radiation sickness to Gaza.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. That's insane that he would even, I mean, the GOP is upset because Biden has decided to withhold weapons of offense to Israel right now based on what's going on in Rafah. And
they haven't yet. No, that's the thing that's wrong. They haven't yet. Mm. What he's saying is if you go with a full invasion and everything, then we will withhold.
Right.
And right now they've said they haven't crossed it yet, even though they're bombing Rafah, even though troops are in Rafah.
Right.
They're saying they haven't. It has been small events rather than a huge incursion.
Mm-hmm.
So Biden hasn't even done it. He's just said he will.
Ronald Reagan did the same thing in the 80s.
Every president has done the same thing.
Yeah.
George W. Bush did it. George H.W. Bush did it. Clinton did it. They all did it. They all said, so they all finally came to a point with Israel where it was like, okay, you're going too far.
Mm-hmm.
We can't support this. You have to pull back. The difference was with Reagan is he had Menachem Begin to work with and not Netanyahu. And Menachem Begin was like, oh, okay, well, all right, we'll back off.
Right.
Netanyahu is one of the main reasons the war is even going on as it is so that he can stay in power and not go to prison.
Yeah, because he's going to see prison as soon as this thing's over and they get him out of office because, he deserves it.
Yeah.
He should be there already. Well, rude, as usual. You're rude.
Did I say something rude? Did I?
No.
You know, I avoided. I specifically avoided making any cutesy puns talking about Stormy Daniels.
Yes, you did. It was a very good article.
Or any graphic descriptions of her movies. Although I do have one of those on an earlier a post from March of last year.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe last year. Anyway, but this time it was like, no, because that's not what she was there for.
Right.
She wasn't there for that.
Right.
She was there to establish that it happened and that they were trying to cover it up.
And she was threatened.
Yes.
And they kept trying. And I don't know if you've read the transcript, but
Neckles. I don't know how to pronounce
Neckles. Okay. Neckles. I like that because that sounds terrible. And so she said all the time, Neckles kept saying, you're lying about that now, aren't you? You're not telling the truth about that. That didn't happen. That person doesn't exist. That man that threatened you in the parking lot doesn't exist. And it's like, what are you talking about? It's like they were trying to get her to say, and then they would say like, well, you said this in Touch magazine, and now you're saying this. And you just want to say, you're not under effing oath for In Touch magazine interviews.
Exactly. Exactly.
Who cares? People make up crap all the time when they're doing interviews.
Exactly. Exactly. No, I think Stephanie Clifford is a hero for us all.
Oh, she wants to be called Stormy Daniels. She prefers Stormy Daniels.
She prefers Stormy Daniels. All right. I know she had to say her real name, though, I think under oath, right? Didn't she say?
No.
She didn't?
Stormy Daniels.
Wow.
They swore her in as Stormy Daniels.
Yeah.
Well, good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her. Yeah. Well, Rude, it was lovely, as always, to see and talk with you.
Same here. I'll see you next Monday.
I'll see you next week.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Have a good one, sir.
Thanks, Rude.
Bye.
That was nice. It is 48 minutes after the hour.
Yes.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is being brought to you by
Dr. Marty.
Dr. Marty. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype?
It's all hype.
It's all hype. It's got to be. Well, for Stephanie, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw.
Right.
Two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly.
Yep.
Three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dogs need. And four, it's messy.
It's gloppy.
It's gloppy. Yeah. Exactly. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why Stephanie loves feeding Bonnie and Clyde Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch.
Yeah.
Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Stephanie Miller, a lovely girl who came from beyond the stars to spot in the sea.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds, and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
It's springtime in Wisconsin, and our greenhouses are bursting with color. We invite you out to Kopke's Greenhouse on Sand Hill Road near Oregon. With over 3.5 acres of production space, we are the area's largest direct grower to consumer retailer. For hours and directions, check us out at kopkesgreenhouse.com. That's K-O-P-K-E-S greenhouse.com. We are also back on the square at the Dane County Farmers Market.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Gwitt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between De Pere and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Network.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think he's right. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stephanie Miller.
It is 54 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. 323-410-0458 is the number. I am Jody Hamilton sitting in for Ms. Miller, who just had a great show in Madison,
that's
Wisconsin.
Right. And she will be back tomorrow. And we are on the air today.
We are on the air today, unlike Friday, where we just had a free-for-all. Here.
We had a free for. We did record a show.
We did record the show.
That show is available in the Happy Hour podcast feed. The entire app. The entire 3 hours.
The entire 3 hours. It was a different day.
We had a different energy. It was a fun, very loose energy. And it was a lot of fun. So
it was.
If you want to hear Friday's show, go to Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast. It's in the feed. It's like a couple, like maybe two down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So listen to it. It's a lot of fun.
Great. Saber in Indiana. Hi, you were at the show on Saturday?
I was. Oh, my gosh. Hello, Chris and Jody.
Hello.
I'm a first-time caller. Yeah, my mom and I went to Madison. We drove up from Indiana this weekend.
Oh, wow.
To go to the show, and oh, my gosh, it was so much fun.
Oh, good.
First of all, we got to meet the sweaty church whore.
Yep.
And oh, my gosh, she was so nice. Yes, she was so nice. And I have to say, Hal Sparks was wearing some suspiciously tight pants.
Always.
It was very nice seeing him walk across the stage. That was a nice sight.
Yeah.
But yes, it was so fun. I think I was one of the youngest people there, but I had such a good time. So I just want to thank you all for putting on such a great show.
Oh, thank you so much. And yeah, thanks for driving.
Quite a drive from Indiana.
Yeah, that's a drive.
It was about 5.5 hours.
Yeah.
We just made it nonstop, and we just had a great time. So it was definitely worth the trip.
Oh, good.
Oh, wonderful. Thanks so much. I'm so glad you had a good time. I'm glad you got to meet Lucretia and see Hal sashay across the stage.
Well, thank you, guys, and thank you so much for taking over for Stephanie. I love listening to you guys.
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Really do.
Okay.
Charles in Miami. Hi.
Hey, Charles.
Charles? Nope. Charles ain't there.
Charles couldn't hang on.
Charles ain't there, man.
Nope.
All right. Hey, Mark in Portland. How are you?
Hey, pretty good.
Good.
You know, I think with Trump's, he has so many aliases, you know, Dennis Davidson or John Barron. I mean, he could be Tannibal Lecter. Right? Mm-hmm. That could be a new one. I think also, you know, he should start a mistrial tour or a mistrial pageant, rather. Mm-hmm. You know, he would have all his, it would be a runway for him in his orange underwear, his diapers, and, you know, whenever he'd need to check the fortune of the outcome of his thing, he'd just do his Rorschach test with his diaper,
yeah.
And then he can kind of, like, read the tea leaves. But, you know, I just think that that this whole, he's completely gone off the rails, right?
Yeah.
And
right.
He thinks Hannibal Lecter's a real person.
Yeah.
You know, he thinks O.J. Simpson's still alive. I mean, how is it that no one in the MAGA crowd doesn't say, oh, my God, this guy is crazy. I mean, these people are not real or he's dead. I mean, how do they not say that? Are we really going to vote for this guy? But, man, the cult is just so, that's why it's a cult, I guess. So it's just crazy.
It is. You're absolutely right. Thank you for calling, Mark. It's the man is unhinged.
Uh-huh.
He's not well. He's dumb. And if you listen to old speeches from, you know, 7-8 years ago to today, it's vastly, he's a very different human being.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's 58 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Go
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On the next show, the Boy Scouts have a new name.
Scouting America includes Boys and Girl Scouts. One name for all. Good idea?
We'll talk about it tomorrow.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday morning 6 till 8.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.